Celia Woodsmith of Delamay is going to talk to me about Delamay's brand new single, Headlight, part of an album that will be released by Rounder in 2020. Headlight's a very important song. Celia wrote the words and breathed absolute dynamic life into it. We're going to talk to Celia. Just happened to catch her right after the song was released as a single. She was about ready to head out to a show up in the Northwest, and that's the third hour. You're going to enjoy that. About a 10-minute conversation with Celia Woodsmith, who's also been a guest in the past on Unreal Bluegrass. I'm really happy to welcome Celia Woodsmith back to Unreal Bluegrass for, I think, a pretty phenomenal reason. How are you, Celia?
I'm doing really good up here in the snowy Maine woods.
You're in the snowy Maine woods. It's a great connection. I'm happy for that.
Oh, me too. It's a miracle.
Listen, in the last day or so, Delamay released the title cut of an album, Headlight. I think the album comes out next year. January, yeah. Is it, on Rounder?
It does. I think it's January 17th on Rounder Records.
And you've done an early release available for this, the title cut. By the way, I'll get this out of the way, too, on the website. You're already booked beginning in January through early May. You're starting in the UK, I think, and then coming back and doing some stuff here. So you have a busy schedule for Delamay coming up in the next year.
Oh yeah, we do. But we wouldn't have it any other way. Oh, we're just so lucky to be able to travel around all over the world and meet people everywhere.
Well, and that's all on the website. There's information about this song, but I needed to speak to you about Headlight. I've listened to it. This is a Saturday conversation we're having, and the song just came out. And to me, it is one of the most important, poignant songs of 2019. The message that is here, and if anyone can listen to this song, it's 3 minutes, 54 seconds. 3 minutes in with about 54 seconds to go. Celia, you make it very clear that if they haven't paid attention yet, they need to at that vocal point because of what you put into it. Let's get off of the form. I want to talk about the substance with you.
Yeah, absolutely. That song, I was actually just looking through my notes today to see when I wrote it. I wrote it November 2nd, 2018. And, you know, there's just been so much going on in the last couple of years. And so much that you're seeing, so much of this fighting on social media, on just the news media in general, and so much sadness, so much shame, so much silence. And it had all just been stewing around in my head. And I think the breaking point was really listening to Dr. Christine Blasey Ford's testimony. And that happened late September. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just listening to her and her sadness and her fear and just the memory being so just lodged in her brain, as she said, for the rest of her life, this memory. And, you know, just the reaction that she got for sharing this and the vitriol and the shaming. It truly made me so sad for what we've become as a society, that we can't sit and listen to a woman share a sad, sorrowful story, and we can't tell her that we believe her and that we stand by her. And, you know, we all know someone who's been abused. The latest statistics are 1/3 of women have been sexually abused. And that's our audience everywhere. That's our audience in the north, in the south, in the east, the west, all over the world, wherever we play. That's our audience, 1/3 of those people. And, you know, the song came out really quickly. And the message was that I just wanted to get this message into the hands of people who feel silenced and who don't feel believed, that I do believe them and that I stand with them. And that they're not alone.
That's a big part of the refrain. I'm going to give you a chance to catch your emotion and breath a minute. Throughout the song, it starts off with I'm a headlight on this dark night. But the refrain always is, if they might not believe you, but I do. And even if it's just one person who can say that for someone, for Christine Blasey Ford that you were talking about, mm-hmm. that is such a monumental strain. First of all, to come forward. And then, as the song also says, don't let them ask you why you didn't say it earlier, why all these things. It's so difficult that there has to be this understanding, which you make so well in this song, that it happened to you, it's happened to your sister, if it's not happened to her, it'll happen to another. and you gave the statistics on the number of women that are abused and attacked and suppressed over time because of this fear of coming forward and the scorn and the ridicule. And this is the absolute perfect song for this year because of those incidents that spurred you on to write it. But in forever also, it's just absolutely remarkable. It makes the point so well.
Yeah, I think that testimony was the catalyst for these feelings. It was. There have been so many other instances over the last 34 years of my life that I've been thinking about. It all kind of came to a head then, and I'm just so glad that I play in a band like Delamay, who is willing to step out and say something like this. Because, I wrote a lot on Facebook about this recently, but I don't personally believe that what I've written headlight in this song is political or divisive or should be divisive. I think that everyone should be able to get behind this. It will be taken as such, and it's a scary thing to step out and put this song out and know that we're going to get some amount of blowback for this. And I wish it weren't so. I wish I could say that everyone would step up and stand strong together on this, but it won't be like that.
It won't be like that, Celia. No. And a form that it will come is this. Well, you're an artist. You shouldn't be political, which I think is insane anyway, but because I don't know what's the art expressing if you don't have a party political, but a political point of view and life, but I've seen those responses already that, hey, you shouldn't take these positions because you're automatically going to alienate 50%. Well, that's the position you have to take, and that's the Delamay way, in my opinion, that, your songs have always, not always been absolute lyrics about these Boston Town, but the performances itself and the feeling that I've seen Delamay so many times, there's definitely a power. There's a remarkable strength, and you're always speaking to the truth and the strength of what you believe in. And I say this, if someone wants to think that they can't follow you because of this, that's they're going to be their problem, but they're going to come around.
Yeah. I hope they will, because I love playing in this band. I love the joy that Kimber and Jenny Lynn put into their instruments, and we've been a band now for 10 years, which is blowing my mind. We started in 2010. And what a journey it's been over the decade. We've been to, I think, just about 35 countries together. We've been all over Asia and the Middle East, and been to Brazil and the Marshall Islands. And, we have just met so many incredible people and carried bluegrass music to them. And, you will definitely note that this next album is going in a different direction than quote-unquote traditional bluegrass. But the thing I love about Delamay is that we can play like that, but then we can go ahead and play the most traditional fiddle tunes, and we can go ahead and, play Dark Skies by Alison Krauss and have Jenny Lynn kill it.
With great skill.
I think it's wonderful that... it's been a scary thing kind of stepping out in this different direction and knowing we're going to alienate some real bluegrass lovers. But, man, don't forget, we can still play bluegrass.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
So this is going to be an interesting year for us. And I'm really just so excited to release this album out on Rounder. We've been working with Rounder for a long time as well. Now I think it's been a 7-year relationship with them. Mm-hmm. So they've really had our backs this whole time. And yeah, I think we're just about at the age where we've kind of stopped caring about what people are going to say as much as we used to, and we're really just going with our gut and with our morals and with what we've learned in this decade together all over the world.
There's so much strength in Delamay, and there's so much strength for you as being a member of Delamay that you will always have that. And you will always have that regardless of we're prognosticating as to whether there's going to be a negative blowback or not. There may or may not be. There's going to be some that blow back against anything because that's the nature of where they are. But honestly, this is such a powerful, positive song. And if they're not going to follow you on this one, then that's their loss. but honestly, this is such a dynamic song, and it's done so well by the band, and I'm just absolutely enamored by it. It's been looping all day. That's why I had to contact you early this morning to say, is there any way we can talk about this as soon as possible? And you allowed me to do that. And I wish at some point put the lyrics up on something where people can see it, because as great as the song is, the lyrics are a standalone statement.
I will make sure that we do that. Okay. Absolutely.
All right, Celia. Listen, I know you're busy. You're heading off to somewhere, as you always are, to perform and do your job. And just say congratulations on. I can't wait for the new album when it comes out. Then maybe we can come back and talk more about things that aren't so central to the concept of this song. We will then, but there's other songs. I don't know what they'll be. They'll be phenomenal. We'll get into more of those things back in
a minute. Absolutely.
All right.
All right.
Celia, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.